waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this live Sunday edition, the 27th day of April, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. And this will be another very important transmission, totally jam-packed with key intel. The Russian situation, as I've been saying the last few months, is deteriorating, and I said that they would probably try to partition the eastern half for Russia, the western half for Western-backed Ukraine. That may be a staged event at the highest levels between different arms of the global crime syndicate. Now, let's just say that that's what we hope's going on. Because as bad as that is nothing in comparison to if this is real. Now, again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. What I am is really a historian and a man who is street smart. I'm a lay studier of history and how humans operate. And there are no fewer than 30-plus examples in the last 200 years in Eastern, Western, Southern Europe of powerful empires making backroom deals to act like they're fighting with each other, but to divide a country in two or three, four parts sometimes, more than four parts. So that's the standard play. One of the last famous examples was Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin made a deal right before World War II to act like that, well, Germany's coming to protect ethnic Germans in Poland, and Russia's coming into its side to protect ethnic Russians in Poland. They'd made a backroom deal that came out at the end of World War II to divide the country between each other. That may be what this is. Unfortunately, my gut tells me it's not. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And let me expand on that. If this is not staged, we've gone from a 10% chance in my gut estimation last Friday, 2 days ago, for nuclear war, to about a 20. We've got about a 40% chance, maybe 50, you're going to see armor from Ukraine openly fighting Russian armor and helicopters. In fact, it looks like it's already started. So I'm being very conservative here. I'm not a military analyst. Most military analysts are on the Pentagon payroll here, or they're on KGB / FSB payroll if you see them on Russian television. So they're not going to tell you anything that resembles reality when you're watching military analysts on CNN or Fox. I am also a lay historian of military affairs, as you've noticed, and larger geopolitical machinations, and I've read the books of Brzezinski and many others. And I've interviewed a lot of top experts you've heard over the years, former generals, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, former top CIA analysts and others. So this is a realm I'm informed in. That doesn't mean I have all the answers. So I do want to open the phones up today to get your take on the Ukraine situation, and we'll cover these headlines when we come back. Then we've got an LA Times article. I remember 3 years ago, drudgereport.com, just giving credit where credit's due, linked to an article we did where the Texas Utility Commission said that it would basically double Texas power prices if Obama shut down these Texas power plants. They did it. The power doubled. It's more than doubled where I live. I mean, it's incredible. I have trouble paying the bill. I can't imagine poor folks. Here's the LA Times. Talk about economic warfare. This is it. This is Agenda 21. U.S. electricity prices may be going up for good, set to double because of shutdown of coal power plants. That's your precious L.A. Times. When I broke this 3 years ago, the White House actually came out and responded to us, okay, and said we were liars. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas and the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
Calling themselves members of the Weather Underground, last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You keep telling me to shut up, but I'm not going to do it because this isn't a game. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the 27th day of April, 2014. I come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. And we are going to kick off the transmission with news so important, so off the chart incredible, so unbelievably dangerous that out of everything I've ever covered on air in 19 years, this is undoubtedly in the top five most important developments. And you'll notice most of the top stories, the most important news I've ever covered in the last few years. In the past, I never really talked like that. But every few months now, earth-shaking events are taking place when you geopolitically, militarily, economically, culturally understand the context in which they are happening. I've never been to Russia. I don't have any Russian ancestors. I believe the Soviet Union was a great evil of collectivist socialism and communism, and basically what the U.S. is adopting today. That said, Russia is in a holding position, collapsing, basically, trying to stabilize their plunging population growth levels that are negative. They have 1.2 Russians for every two people that die. And they are not offensively causing any problems. China is taking over the whole world, working with the globalists, and the banks that have hijacked the U.S. are actively involved in economic warfare against the American people and lobbying to break up our families, raise our taxes, disarm us, destroy our borders, and make the Constitution null and void and let the president operate as a dictator. That was all over mainstream headlines last week. The Republican Congress saying that Obama is abolishing the Constitution. Finally, the Republican House, not the Congress, is telling the truth. That's the only hope we've got. So with that backdrop, let me go over the headlines here dealing with Russia. First, before I get to the latest headlines, let me just show you Friday's headlines here. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this on Infowars.com/show or PrismaPlanet.tv. Radio listeners can just search whatever I'm reading here and you'll find it. This is CNBC. Russia wants to start World War III, Ukrainian Prime Minister. This is Friday. Ukraine Foreign Minister ready to fight Russia, AP. Ukraine helicopter hit by grenade taking off. Bloomberg reports Putin warns of consequences as Ukraine steps up offensive up to the Russian border. Kerry warns Russia of expensive new sanctions. S&P, Standard & Poor's, downgrades Russian government currency and bonds down as a destabilization effort. Russia says it's an attack on them and will engage in economic scorched earth in Europe. That's the Wall Street Journal reporting on that. Now, continuing. What's the West doing? How traders can prepare for worsening Ukraine crisis. CNBC, how to make money off of it. So that's the headlines there on that front. Now, let me give you the new headlines, and you can make of these what you want, and then I'll go over my take on this, why this is such a big deal. Here's a nice headline up on Infowars.com from the Project Syndicate publication. Top U.S. diplomat, U.S. has betrayed the New World Order, or the current plan for global governance. Let's move on to the next headline. Russia denies aircraft violated Ukrainian airspace. ABC. Satellite images reveal massing of 15,000 Ukrainian troops, hundreds of tanks around the cities that they're invading on the border of Russia, there in eastern Ukraine, Slavyansk and others. Here's another one. This is out of Reuters. Ukraine rebels free Swedish hostages. Obama seeks unity against Russia. These are real headlines. Moving closer to war, Paul Craig Roberts, former head of Department of Policy at the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, breaks that down. Obama decries thugs in Ukraine, Russia provocation. That's in AP. Pro-Russian militants take over TV station in Ukraine's Donetsk. Russian jets probe Ukrainian airspace again as tensions rise. Christian Science Monitor. Ukraine blames Moscow for human shield detentions in the east. Okay, so that's some of the headlines right there. I'm going to be very calm about this, but also very clear and deliberative for everybody. Does everybody know what happened in Ukraine? How this started 3.5 months ago? Please forgive me if you're a longtime listener and you hear this constantly and know this. We have a lot of new listeners. People need to understand this because I have people come to me on the street saying, you know, Putin's evil, Russia's evil. Are you ready for war, Alex? Are you going to be a peacenik like you always are? I'm not a peacenik. If somebody actually attacks us, I think we should attack them with a full force. The State Department, and I've played this clip probably 10 times. I'm not going to play it again today. You can just search engine. Deputy Secretary of State says $5 billion spent in Ukraine. Color revolution. Or State Department spent $5 billion in Ukraine. That'll pull up the video of her a few months ago. Saying, quote, we spent $5 billion in Ukraine in the last few years to overthrow their government, their elected government. Now, if the country's half Russian, basically, been part of Russia off and on for hundreds of years, the East has always been part of Russia at any one time. The Russians have their pipelines and military bases there. And the West goes and arms a bunch of thugs to blow up police stations and bomb military bases and take over and calls them freedom fighters. And then now they're moving into the East, kicking people out, mayors that are elected, things like that, in cities that are basically Russian. And the Russians, Lavrov, their foreign minister, said last Wednesday, he said, if you keep doing this, we're going to move our military in to protect Russian citizens and Russian ethnics. The response of the Ukrainians are to attack multiple cities with attack helicopters, tanks, you name it, including every day they report scores of civilians being shot in the street. They pull checkpoints over. If you got a Russian last name, boom, they shoot you in the head. That'd be like if Mexico took over Texas. And Mexico has a claim to Texas going back before purchase. And then if anybody who was a Texan and wasn't a Mexican was being shot. I mean, it's the equivalent of that. That's what's happening to the Russians. The Russians are like, we've been here for hundreds of years. They're like, we don't care. Boom, in the head. And our media is calling them freedom fighters, and their president, their prime minister in Ukraine, is calling the Russians terrorists. They're saying Russians out of Ukraine. That's like half the people in Ukraine that are saying get out. We're going to come back and break this down. This is huge. We'll be right back. Welcome back, my friends.
I'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Again, folks, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we're talking about the Russian situation. I mean, obviously, it's over in Eastern Europe. The average person's like, hey, what do I have to worry? There's basketball on television or different sporting events. What you need to know is that back in 2008 on 888 during the Olympics, the West launched an attack through NATO on Russian-held areas since the 50s, South Ossetia and Abkhazia, and blew up Russian military bases. And the Russians responded by bringing tanks and armor in and mobile ICBMs. And I've talked a lot about this. It's just to understand what's happening currently, you've got to know what's going on now. So in my book, when you attack Russia, that's a criminal act. It's not America doing it. It's the globalists controlling our country. Now, they have overthrown the Ukrainian elected government, calling them freedom fighters on our news. The new nationalistic government that's in charge is very anti-Russian. And I don't blame the Ukrainians, a large portion of them, not liking the country of Russia. Russia's occupied them off and on scores of times and did a lot of horrible things under Lenin and Stalin to them. Killed more than 10 million Ukrainian kulaks or Christians. But the globalist and sociologists are accentuating all these differences and all this animus, just like they have racial divide here in the U.S. that the Democrats stir up. MSNBC, engaging in divide and conquer. So it's the same story here yet again. And so there's no discussion in the media, the controlled press in the U.S. or England or even Europe, about how we got here. The West spent $5 billion, well, the State Department did alone, others spent a lot more money too, and NGOs and George Soros groups, separate from that, spent hundreds of millions conservatively, to overthrow the government violently, call them freedom fighters, and then Russians in Russian cities where they're 75, 85 or more percent Russian, they don't want to have their mayors and people that are elected beat up and overthrown and their TV stations taken over. So their police have not been standing down and letting the Ukrainian military come in. And so now the Ukrainian military is invading all these different cities. And I mean, smoke on the horizon, burning buildings, dead bodies, checkpoints. And the Russians are starting to mass troops on the border, saying we will protect Russian interests if this continues. And we've now gotten to the point where Fox News in England, Sky Television is what it's called, but it's owned by Rupert Murdoch, is talking about imminent Russian invasion. And so is the news here in the U.S., and they're talking about partitioning the country in two parts. Now, here's the good news in all of this. There is a low probability chance that this is a stage deal set up months ago at Davos, and this has happened before, just like Hitler took one part of Poland and Stalin took the other. They acted like they were fighting each other, but really, before World War II, it was a deal to divide the country. That's later been admitted. This could be a deal like that, where Russia just takes one part of the country up to the river and up to Kiev, just like that with East Germany at the end of World War II. That's what empires do. They'll act like they're fighting, but actually just divide things. I don't see that. This looks like this is real. The West has been trying to overthrow the Russian government. And again, people are like, well, you like Putin? It's not our business. He's not attacking us. Putin isn't lobbying to take my guns. George Soros is. George Soros is lobbying to overthrow Russia. So that's what all of this comes down to. So I want to hear what you have to say coming up in the next segment. If you live in Ukraine, you live in Poland, where U.S. troops are massing with NATO troops last week. If you live in Russia, you'll have to dial your regular, you know, computer phone number and then call our toll-free number. That is the weekend phone number. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And I do this every few weeks on this topic specifically. I want to hear from active duty military or military retired or contractors, people that have been in Ukraine. Do you disagree with my take on this? I'd like to hear from you. 800 855-99231 is the weekday number. That number doesn't work on the Sunday show. We produce this all out of house here in Austin, Texas. So it's 877-789-ALEX. And just dial your country code and all that and call us then at that number. I'd like to hear from you, 877-789-ALEX. Or you can call us international, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. And I want to hear from folks in Russia, people in Eastern Europe, but this affects everybody worldwide, but I want to hear from people that are informed. Another big question is, how does the West think the interests that run the West, they're going to get away with this? This is a big deal. Because our government and the NATO and EU government, when they couldn't economically and politically conquer Ukraine and suck it dry, they voted to not join. And so their elected government was overthrown with, quote, U.S. money. This is not U.S. money. This is the U.S. taxpayer money being used to do this by the globalists. But nevertheless, to start this whole process with Russia in a new Cold War, when Russia isn't communist anymore, they're certainly autocratic, and attacking Russia like this politically and economically and now militarily and trying to cut off their gas to Europe, their main funding mechanism, will only make them more authoritarian. So again, the globalist interest playing all the sides off against each other, they stand to gain out of crisis. Russia suffers, the U.S. suffers, Ukraine suffers. I want Ukraine for Ukrainians. They should be kicking the Russian government out and the Western governments out. And there was a movement to do that. Let's go to this Sky Television piece where they talk about war with Russia and an imminent Russian invasion. That's a quote. Imminent Russian invasion. If NATO counters, it could turn into World War III. Here it is.
There is only one reason for these Russian aircraft to be violating Ukrainian airspace, and that's to conduct reconnaissance missions. There is an added urgency to Ukraine's Prime Minister's trip to drum up support for sanctions against Russia in Europe.
We urge Russia to pull back its security forces, not to provoke and not to support Russian-led terrorists that are located and deployed in eastern and southern Ukraine.
8 foreign OSCE military observers and 5 Ukrainian officers have been captured by pro-Russian separatists. They stand accused of spying.
They have no relation to any OSCE mission. As we found maps on them containing information about the location of our checkpoints, we get the impression that they are officers carrying out a certain spying mission.
The OSCE has sent negotiators to secure their release from detention somewhere here in Slovyansk, and the Russians have promised to help. This is the latest relatively small local incident that has had international reverberations in the Ukrainian crisis. But the stakes are high, nothing less than the division of Ukraine, with the East renamed New Russia, on this map posted by the former separatist leader.
We'll come back and talk about what they're calling the imminent invasion by Russia of Ukraine. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
And first, Western powers have warned Moscow faces further sanctions over the worsening Ukraine crisis amid fears of an imminent Russian invasion. Now, negotiators are still trying to secure the release of a group of international observers seized by pro-Russian militia in the country's east as Ukraine's forces continue to wage an offensive against the rebels in the region. Now, Ukraine's interim prime minister has called on Moscow to pull back its forces after accusations Russian jets are violating Ukraine's airspace.
There is only one reason for these Russian aircraft to be violating Ukrainian airspace, and that's to conduct reconnaissance missions. There is an added urgency to Ukraine's Prime Minister's trip to drum up support for sanctions against Russia in Europe.
We urge Russia to pull back its security forces, not to provoke and not to support Russian-led terrorists that are located and deployed in eastern and southern Ukraine.
8 foreign OSCE military observers and 5...
I wanted you to hear the part where they talked about imminent invasion. So, any Russians that have always been living in Ukraine, basically been part of Russia forever, who don't want to be enslaved by the new overthrow government that overthrew, they weren't elected, is a terrorist. But this very prime minister's people a month and a half ago were burning buildings and blowing stuff up, being called freedom fighters by our media. The same media that demonizes the family and the Second Amendment and private property rights, the same globalist media. I just want to point that out, that the Russians say that if they continue to invade these predominantly Russian cities, ethnically Russian, and start and continue killing people, and they're doing it every day at checkpoints, that the Russian military is going to invade that country. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. The point is that that's what they're going to do. Because 93% of Ukraine just got taken over by NATO and the EU in the overthrow government. Russia's grabbed about 7% of the country on their border that has their military bases and their pipelines, their gas pipelines and oil pipelines. The Russian infrastructure that supplies much of Europe's petro energy. Russia has had a very measured response, in my view, geopolitically to this. Because they don't want to have a war with the West, a war that will cripple them, just like the war in Afghanistan for 10 years that was also staged by the West. Now, back then, the Soviet Union was very corrupt, very oppressive. Their political system was very evil. But still, I think it was immoral to use al-Qaeda from 1979 on. Reagan didn't start it. He just took credit for it, which is fine. Jimmy Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski started it. That's declassified. Using al-Qaeda to attack not just Russian bases in Afghanistan, but Russian bases in surrounding countries. So the Russians poured in to deal with that threat, just like they've been fighting Western-backed al-Qaeda in areas like Chechnya. And the CIA, on record, funds radical Islam and al-Qaeda all over Russia. Just like they fund al-Qaeda to attack Syria, Libya, and Egypt. And when our former ally wouldn't go along with turning the country over to al-Qaeda, Hosni Mubarak, they arrested him. So I just want to point out, you got criminal banking interest above America and Europe using al-Qaeda, using the radical extreme Nazis that are the minority in the Ukraine. Ukraine's great folks in Western Ukraine, mainly Catholic. But the government is a ultra-nationalistic, so right-wing they're socialist. They go all around the political spectrum. They actually Heil Hitler at their meetings. I mean, this is so bizarre for me that if you say something mildly what they claim is racist, they will demonize you in the controlled media with political correctness. But then you've got the Ukrainian government where the deputy prime minister is in videos in a three-piece suit hailing Hitler. I mean, that's who this political party is. Ukraine was Nazi during World War II, for those that didn't know. And so they're Nazi again, and it is just unbelievable. Unbelievable that they then put out a story 2 weeks ago that, oh my gosh, synagogues, you know, there's list of saying Jews get out of Eastern Ukraine. The Russians say the Russians aren't persecuting any Jews. It's Western Ukraine that's doing that. But see, when it comes out that Western Ukraine is anti-Semitic, a lot of them, a large minority are, you just spin it and say, oh no, that's Russia. And they know the average American isn't paying attention. So I want to hear from you on this front. We're going to take calls the rest of the hour. Then I'm going to get into, because this is an example of mind control, an example of how political correctness is the new religion in this country. While we're all being discriminated against, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, Asian, I don't care, by General Electric running the White House Energy Council and Developmental Economic Council, they're exempt from the rules Obama put in 4 years ago that have shut down now more than 500 power plants in the country. Clean-burning coal plants that supplied 52% of our power, now they supply about 31%. And when that gets down to about 10%, which they project the next few years, you're going to have more than a doubling in your prices on average. But U.S. electricity prices may be going up for good. L.A. Times. Experts warn of growing fragility as coal plants are shut down, nuclear power is reduced, and consumers switch to renewable energy. Now, again, China gets three new plants a week. Mexico gets a new one every few weeks. our jobs are all moving there because they have cheap energy. You cut off the energy, you cut off the country. That's a simple equation. There's no gas in your car, you don't go to work. There's no food in your tummy, you get a stomach ache and start losing calories. You cut your leg off, you bleed to death, there's your oxygen energy, you die. Don't get a tourniquet on it. This country's legs cut off, blood is spraying like fire hoses out of it. And this is discriminating against all of us under Agenda 21 and the UN treaty to shut America down. Cloward and Piven. Look it up. This is a plan. Obamacare is meant to shut the country down. That's what's discriminating against us, but that doesn't matter. Obama, Sharpton, Magic Johnson. So Obama, the Fast and Furious criminal, Sharpton, the FBI cocaine-dealing rat, and Magic Johnson gang up on NBA owner Sterling. You know, I think what Sterling said, he's being instigated to say and is out of context, but he's an elitist. Country club elitist don't want anyone at the country club that didn't go to the same college as them. And it's part of that same elitism. And he's telling his girlfriend, stop hanging out with the players. It looks bad. You're hanging out with me. He's obviously jealous. And I think his comments are distasteful at a certain level. The issue is, though, what's she doing recording him? Where is it that rats are acceptable in this country where your girlfriend is recording you to then give it to the media? Because the religion is fighting racism, when we all know the so-called minority groups are just as racist as anybody else, probably more so, because it's seen as popular, it's seen as acceptable. Listen to rap music. My God. I mean, it is off the chart attacking gays, women, whites, you name it. But that's acceptable because it's cool. But I'm not defending it. The larger issue is they want him, Magic Johnson and others, to lose his franchise over his Clippers. That's dangerous, folks, because then they're going to say you said something, so you're going to lose your business. That's a First Amendment right. People want to boycott the Clippers, that's their issue. The players don't want to play tomorrow, that's their issue. But I think what he said is elitist, and you can tell he's jealous. He knows she's going around with these guys. So that's really what it's about. But you know what? It was said in the privacy. So I just don't think it's admissible, even in discussion. The real person here is this girlfriend recording him. And he's like, why are you so nice yesterday? You're so mean today. Because she's setting him up. And who knows how it's edited. And then you've got these authoritarian basketball players making $20 million a year on average, sometimes more, who want to run around. Folks, I've been only a few times at NBA players' parties in Los Angeles. And I mean, you want to talk about disconnected, out of control, arrogant, mean to everybody, elitist. It's these guys. So I really don't think they have anything to say. I mean, it is like another world with the nouveau riche trash. I mean, a lot of people win the lottery, I don't care if they're black or white, they turn to trash. Well, these guys are a bunch of trash. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. By the way, if you just tuned in, this music you're listening to is really good. Sorry to torture everybody. I just came along for the ride. Sorry. Babylon. Hollywood. Babylon. I tell you, folks, that is what this country's turned into. Is a one big Hollywood Babylon. All right, I'm going to get serious. I got to have some fun here when we got this situation going on with the Ukraine, and the big news story is headline, racist Clippers owner Donald Sterling is a Democrat. Thank God they can't blame me. Thank God they can't blame Clive and Bundy. Thank God they can't blame the Second Amendment. I am just so sick and tired of the drama queening of people being secretly recorded, whether it's Mel Gibson or whether it's Donald Sterling. Since when do people not get upset about people secretly recording people? The NSA doing it is criminal and makes me mad. Government doing it, corporations doing it, individuals doing it. I mean, the rat is the issue. And by the way, I don't get on the phone and have conversations like this. What I believe is on the radio. In fact, I get more extreme on the radio than I do in person. Everybody can vouch for that. I mean, I really say what I believe here. I'm into telling you what I really stand for. But you know what? A lot of people aren't like that. They want to have private phone conversations. They want to have private conversations at dinner. There's this whole movement now for people to record folks and record famous people when they're at a restaurant or something and then put it on the internet. I mean, I'm getting tired of it personally. Getting real tired of it. But we're going to talk about that later in the next hour. Tie it into your power prices set to double. They're already doubled many areas because they're cutting off the power plants. See, that's the real discrimination that I've got to pay. The average American owes over $1 million to pay off the globalist derivatives that aren't even our debt. You'll never pay it off. I'll never pay it off. The country's screwed. We should write off all this debt, get rid of it. But it's not happening. All right, shifting gears back to Ukraine. I'm going to take calls to the bottom of the next hour. Then I'll get into all these other stories and play a clip of Donald Sterling and the great evil that's all over the news. And he's obviously being set up. It's obviously edited. That's all coming up. We're going to get into a major police magazine saying warrants. We don't need no stinking warrants. And a lot more coming up here today. Some of the news up on Infowars.com. Again, Obama, Sharpton, Magic Johnson gang up on NBA owner Sterling. And we've got another story. I'll mention this briefly later, but I've kind of cooled off now. Judas Goat, Glenn Beck colludes with CIA and CFR to take down Patriot Movement. Look, I have nothing against Glenn Beck. He does a lot of good work. I'm sick of him lying about me. And for my own family's safety, because when you tell 10 million listeners or whatever that Alex Jones wants violent overthrow and Alex Jones is covering up Clive and Bundy's racist statements with no evidence, that's MSNBC saying I'm, quote, deeply racist and want to blow up stuff and kill cops. No one that listens to my show would say that. I'm totally against offensive violence. And, it's crazy when you hear MSNBC say, quote, Alex Jones is behind the Boston bombing, close quote, and Alex Jones is deeply racist. But MSNBC has a 500,000 viewers that are dumber than a box of rocks. Glenn Beck's got a lot of good people listening to him, and he's on. I was looking it up. I mean, it's got to be half the affiliates that carry us have got Glenn Beck on there. I don't want to fight with him. He's attacking me on many of these same stations. And it's just, he's getting sued by a bunch of people and stuff. I mean, Glenn, if you come out and apologize or tell us you're on medication, I forgive you. I'm serious. I mean, when you start making stuff up, knock on wood, I've never been sued. Couple times over copyright claims, and then we just filed some stuff and it got beat because it was fake. But I've never been sued for defamation, slander, libel, because I really try to not make stuff up about people. Most radio stations have been sued and lost lawsuits. That's why they have such huge insurance. That's why talk radio has been dumped a lot of places, especially local hosts. They will get you in trouble every time. Not me. Not me. As radical as I sound, I don't just get up here and say, this guy's deeply racist and he wants to kill cops. If I say that the, you know, such and such says this, I will play a clip or show where someone else said it. And I tell my reporters, I got 7 reporters and 5 other writers, I guess 6 other writers, and I sit them down and I talk to them and I say, listen, you ever say something on purpose that didn't write or try to hurt somebody for no reason? You're not just going to be liable. I'm going to be liable. And I'm not just going to be liable. You're going to be liable. And you'll probably never get a job again in media because you say things about people that aren't true on purpose. Because the rule is if you say something on purpose and then you admit it's on purpose and you say, this guy shouldn't be listened to, this guy shouldn't be on the air, that's malice of forethought with intent to do harm. I mean, that's the definition of libel if it's in print, slander if it's verbal, defamation if it's a broadcast, or both. And that's the definition of what's going on here. He shouldn't be on the radio. You shouldn't listen to him. He's covering up for racist Clive and Bundy, which I don't think Clive and Bundy's a racist out of context. You know, that whole ranch situation out in Nevada. He wants a violent overthrow. He's the leader of the violence. I mean, man, that can really hurt me. I mean, if I get shut up or something happens to my family, then you really are cooked. And I know you write letters to people, you know, that you crap money and all this stuff, and you can you know, deal with stuff fine. But you get enough lawsuits going, bro, it's not going to go well. Look, I didn't sue MSNBC last year when they said I'm behind the Boston bombing and deeply racist. Yeah, I say that. It sounds like a lie. It's so crazy. We played the clip here. You can look it up on YouTube. And then they showed no proof. And I talked to my lawyer. My lawyer said, hands down, jury trial, you'll win this. $1 million in 2 years, and you'll probably win $2 or $3 million. Do you want to do that for $2 or $3 million? And I said, no. No, I don't have the time. Do you want to be deposed? Do you want to have to do all this? I said, no, just let them say it. So, Beck, I mean, you know, Glenn Beck can make jokes and say I'm gay and then I have sex with men in showers. He said that. I mean, no one believes that's ridiculous. It hasn't hurt me, so fine. Go ahead and say it. You can say that I'm racist covering up for Clive and Bundy and then I lead the violence movement. That can really hurt me. So I'm done talking about Beck. I'm going to go to your phone calls when we start. Not even the next hour. I'm going to go to him right now. Hassan in Holland wants to talk about the Ukraine situation. Frank in New York, John in Wisconsin, Mark in Oregon. You know, what happens is I say we're only opening the phones up for military, former military who's been in Ukraine for your take, or folks overseas, and then only the regular callers call. That that's how that works. We have wide open phones now, specifically on Ukraine, okay? Now, we do have some calls from Europe as well, but the number is 877-789-2539. To join us. But I don't want to get off into Glenn Beck now. It's just that I had to cover that because we've got a video showing how I said the same stuff he says word for word 10, 15 years before him. And we've got him saying Ron Paul should be locked up because he wants to blow up buildings with a money bomb, trying to make his listeners think a money bomb means bombs, and just a bunch of stuff, just to counter and protect ourselves. So that's up on Infowars.com. But I'm done talking about it. And turnabout's fair play. I didn't start this. He's the one trying to kick me off the radio. He's the one trying to tell his audience not to support me. He's the one attacking me and my family and my name. And I'm just sad because I'm friends with WorldNet Daily. I work with the other libertarian conservative sites because I have a lot more in common with them than I do the Democrats. And I just don't want to have the liberty movement fighting with ourselves. Obama has them on television announcing your kids don't belong to you. 2 plus 2 equals 5, Common Core. We are on the edge of war with Russia. If they move troops in any day, if NATO strikes back and attacks, then the Russians may fire nukes at NATO bases. They've said they will. That's World War III. I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen. It could happen. And it's mainstream news is saying it could happen. We've got economic problems. We've got societal degradation. We've got all these serious problems. And I want to work with everybody that believes in basic private property, basic family values, basic right to self-defense, basic national sovereignty, and basic common sense of don't start wars first, don't back Al-Qaeda, don't invade countries. I just stand for common sense. I just stand for justice. I love America. I love freedom. I love my children. I want to have a future, and I know you do as well. We'll be right back with the second hour of your phone call. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go to Hassan in Holland in the next segment, so stay there. Frank, John, Mark, Prospero, Donna, Truth Raider, we'll get to all of you right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Truth Raider in Oregon. Go ahead, Truth Raider.
Hey, buddy, how's Club 40 treating you?
Hey, 40's the same as 39 for all I'm concerned. It's good. Love it.
Well, Tri Club 50. I got a lot to talk to you about, but brother, here in Oregon, where I'm at, in the Portland, Oregon area, we have a great Ukraine population here. So I've gone around and I've talked to a couple of them. I have a couple of bankers, bank tellers that are from the Ukraine, and they're quite concerned with the situation. And as a matter of fact, a couple of them have left the area here in trying to find out what they can do to help their relatives, you know, get out of harm's way.
Well, so what's their take on it? I mean, are they pro-Russia or pro-West, or are they just not wanting a war?
They're just not wanting a war, for one thing. They're, most of them are pro-West. I mean, they like the way the what the system that they already had in place, so they're very, very upset with Russia trying to reconfiscate or take back what is already was separated and already they were seceded from Russia already in the first place. So they're concerned that that's their position on it. It's a mixed variety of things, but they're certainly very concerned about their relatives who are still over there.
Well, yeah, they got a lot of real beefs with the Russians, and just the issue is NATO started all this and overthrow the elected government. So that's the larger issue. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call from Oregon. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex. Doing a marvelous job of covering this like nobody else is. Just wanted to express my appreciation for all the great information. And before I just get on to a quick bit of information I have related to the Russian situation, I wanted to just give you my impression of Glenn Beck. I tune into him for 20 or 30 seconds at the most, once in a blue moon. And you know that old saying, like you feel like you need to take a shower after you've been around someone? He's just a very disagreeable energy, and I certainly sympathize with you.
Well, now, listen, I'm only bringing up the Glenn Beck thing because, I mean, he's like saying, I want a violent overthrow, and I want to, you know, basically kill people. And it's very dangerous, and it's meant to demonize me, and it's a White House talking point coming directly out of Rachel Maddow and Media Matters. So what is he doing putting out White House talking points?
Yeah, he's surely trying to get you off the airwaves, and he's just a real piece of scum. But, Alex, I wanted to mention to you that something that really hasn't been covered so far in the situation ongoing in Russia, and that is that the Russians have some of the, if not the top physicists and electronic field-related scientists in the world who developed their weapon systems. And one product of the weapon systems that they developed is called a cavitation torpedo, which can travel at Mach 3, around 2,000 miles per hour underwater, creating a bubble, a waterless space in front of it that it travels through. And there's nothing that can stop it that the Americans have, and the Americans don't have it, to my understanding. Another thing, Greg Ebenson was on Pastor Butch this past Friday, and he said a Russian plane came over a U.S. destroyer in the Black Sea. When it got over the destroyer at low altitude, all of the electronics on the destroyer went off. It became a dead ship.
Well, no. I mean, absolutely. The Russians do have, well, look, they brought down a drone just a month ago with scramblers, and that is, and that's why they've got jets going into Ukraine right now, is I'll guarantee you they're practicing electronic warfare on those different vehicles and things. Absolutely. No, I mean, here's the deal. The Russians will fight back. And people keep saying, well, they're taking part of eastern Ukraine. You've got an unelected government running around murdering everybody, and the Russians really know that NATO's coming up to their doorstep. So I don't know what Russia's expected to do. I'm not romanticizing Russia here. It's just that NATO started this, and if you start the fight, you don't have the moral high ground. Appreciate your call. We're going to talk to Hassan, Frank, John, Prospero, Donna, and others. The toll-free number to join us, folks, is 877-789-2539. Wide open phones. Wide open phones. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Obama loves you. Obama. Obama. Hand in your firearms. Families aren't good.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I'm not taking sides in the Ukraine-Russia-NATO situation. I just know that NATO and the EU 3 months ago, 3.5 months ago, when they wouldn't vote to join the EU and be sucked dry, overthrew the elected government of Ukraine. Now they're going into Russian ethnic areas attacking people with helicopters and tanks, claiming Russia's doing something and Russia's threatening to invade to protect Russian people. And I don't have a side on the, quote, racist Clippers owner, Donald Sterling, and the fact that he's a Democrat. And that his girlfriend recorded him saying, stop running around with the basketball players. But when you see Al Sharpton, the hardcore racist, race pimp, riot promoter, FBI rat cocaine dealer, reportedly, running around saying this guy shouldn't be able to own a team. Now they'll accuse you of being a racist. And Alex can't be on their air. He might be a racist. Or you can't own a car dealership. You might be a racist. Or you can't own a restaurant. You can't work here because it's a new witch hunt. I mean, what about all these rappers, these black rappers that are so racist against Hispanics or whites or anybody else or other black folks for that matter or whatever? I mean, are they allowed to put out their rap records? Of course they are. First Amendment means you can say what you want. If you want to boycott the Clippers, go ahead. I want to boycott this guy's girlfriend recording him. Man, what is this new thing where you violate people's confidence in their house and then you're some type of hero? Unbelievable. I mean, this woman will never get a job anywhere again, probably. No one will ever have her around him privately again. Whatever happened to loyalty? Whatever happened to privacy? I mean, I'll guarantee you, you go around recording just, you know, random 5 out of 10 black folks, you're going to hear racial comments against people. You go record white people, you're going to hear some of that too. But a lot of it's just talk. You're going to hear a lot of them. There are a lot of mean people out there. There are a lot of country clubs that if you didn't go to college, everybody, I don't care how white you are, you're not welcome. You're some famous black golf player. They're going to want you in the country club. It's elitism is what it is. But that's a side issue. The reason I raised the headline, racist Clippers owner Donald Sterling is a Democrat, National Review, that's up on drudgereport.com and infowars.com, is because President Obama has now responded saying that alleged remarks are incredibly offensive. Well, yeah, but they're private comments. It's incredibly offensive that she recorded him. He's obviously jealous that she's running around with a bunch of guys who are a lot younger and better looking than he is. And he isn't saying, I hate all these people. He's saying, you know what? We're elitist. I'm the owner. You don't want to be running around with the players. That is standard elite talk, ladies and gentlemen. Standard. Standard. I mean, in elitist circles, they don't even care if you've got $500 million in the bank. In some elitist circles, it's what degrees you have. Like a lot of academics don't have any money, but they don't want you in their circle if you don't have 5 PhDs or whatever. It's the same deal. But the point is, we're on the edge of war with Russia. Russia's saying they may invade, and we're talking about race issues right now. That's why I wanted to talk about that, because I see Hassan in Holland. He likens the Russia situation to the Trayvon Martin case. How do you do that? Welcome to the airwaves, Hassan.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, I dream about that they are like Cain and Abel. You know Cain and Abel?
Yes, from the Bible.
From the Bible. What is this, the end of the world or something? Did you saw how Trayvon Martin was sitting on top of George Zimmerman?
No, so are you saying that the West has basically overthrown the government, they're sitting on top of the Russians, pushing them up to the edge of their border, trying to push the Russians out of Ukraine, who've been there forever? Are you likening the West as Trayvon Martin on top of George Zimmerman?
No, I'm liking them to, you know, that they always Cain killed Abel, and now Abel kills Cain.
So you're just, no, I get it. The Russians have done bad things to the Ukrainians 70 years ago, so now they're going to do it back.
Yeah.
Good point.
They have to stand their ground, against Obama, who is the Cain.
Very interesting analogy. Thanks for the call from Holland. Frank in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right. What do you think about all this?
It's crazy, but I want to make 3 points. First of all, I told you last year about Glenn Beck. He's another bit of a piece of trash. He really is. I'm not going to talk about it anymore, but he's a piece of trash. But and second, as far as his NBA stuff, don't you think this is kind of suspicious that it actually happened right now? Don't you think this is probably a smokescreen just to take the attention away what's going on?
Well, yeah, I wonder why she went in and recorded him, because he sounds pretty nice. He's like, I love minorities, I love the players, blah, blah, blah. But you're my girlfriend, you don't hang around with them. And then she keeps going, what, you're racist? He goes, no, that's not what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. But the media is only playing little excerpts of it. And I'm not defending what he's saying. The point is, he should just say, I'm an elitist pig, you're my woman, don't hang around with other guys. She spins it as, I'll hang out with whoever I want. And so, but yeah, I wonder who told her to do it. I bet it was a lawyer or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have suspicions about that. But, and third of all, just remember this, Alex. In the Bible, it states that there'll be rumors of wars, and these days shall pass. So I don't think God has this in plan for this. You know what I'm trying to get at.
No, I agree. I mean, there's wars and rumors of wars, is the quote. And I don't think this is going to turn into World War III. But the thing is, there's a chance. The Russians rolled mobile ICBMs in 2008 when NATO was attacking their border and said, we will launch weapons in 1 hour at NATO bases. And NATO pulled out. So NATO's mad and I guess thinks they can have a better civil war this time in Ukraine. What do you think?
I just feel, no, you're absolutely correct. I just feel that God has his own way of doing things. I don't think this is going to happen. I'm a Christian, so I have very faithful, and that's not going to happen. And that's all I want to say to you.
Well, God is in control, Frank, and I think if God wasn't having his hand of protection over us, we wouldn't even be here right now, so maybe you're right. I hope you're right. Prospero in Pennsylvania, if I'm pronouncing that right, go ahead. What's your take on this situation?
I just want to say that I think that, in fact, and I'll get off quickly and let you unpack this, but I think it's more likely that it is WW3 warranted by the fact that you have Iran in the balance, Syria in the balance, Russia's holding that up, the end of the petrodollar in the balance, the Western banking system in the balance, the bond market in the balance, the U.S. dollar. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And there's not enough time left on the clock for them to wrap this up without getting something started. I considered it possibly being a Davos sort of agreement. But when Putin's not taking his phone calls anymore, and I think that's because he's saying, you know what, I see what you're doing to me. I'm not going to let you set up. I'm going to make you look like a jerk by not taking your calls. And I'm just going to call all your NATO friends in Europe and remind them what they're getting themselves signed on to. And Glenn Beck is a Judas goat.
Well, give this man a cigar. You just quantified everything I've tried to say in an hour. You line up all the global crises. The Rand Corporation said 2 years ago they want a world war as a reset. It's the only way the elite can stay in power. They've committed so many crimes, gotten us in so much debt. They may do it just to distract everyone and get their world government set up. And, yeah, I mean, Hitler and Stalin divided Poland secretly. The powers at the end of World War II, Stalin and the U.S. divided Germany. The Allies show... That could be going on, but it doesn't have the signs of that. I agree. It looks real. So, I tell you, you just pointed out all the points, though. Thank you, sir.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radioactive, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We have the weekday transmission. You can find all the free podcast, audio, video feeds, InfoWars.com. We have the free iPhone app, all of it at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. And then we come back Sundays. Here we are live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls into the next segment, but then I've got to get into all this economic news, police state news, electricity news. Get ready for your power prices to go up thanks to a UN treaty. That's all coming up. But it's almost gotten not annoying, but a hindrance. But I shouldn't be upset about it because it's a great sign. I went out last night to eat dinner downtown and to see a movie and do some other stuff. And I'm not exaggerating. I probably was stopped by 30 or more people that wanted to take photos with me or shake my hand or whatever. And I'm not bragging, hey, people know who I am. I could care less about that in and of itself. It's that liberty is popular. And most of them will just look at me and say, man, I used to watch you when I was in college at UT 15 years ago, and I thought you were nuts, and now it's all public. Or, man, I used to think you were a kook. Let me buy you a drink. Everything you said's true. Just over and over and over again. Because sometimes I'd walk by people on the street and they'd say, hi, Alex, like your show. Other times people laugh at me or go boo or point their finger. A minority of folks, but that never even really happens anymore. They'll walk over and go, man, I thought you were crazy. It's all coming true. The reason it's all coming true is it was already going on at certain levels beneath the surface. The corruption is so big now, it's out in the open. And a lot of people are awake. Congress has a 6% approval rating. 9% is the highest it goes. I mean, that's an illegitimate government. Obama's illegitimate. He's a criminal. And we've got to call them out for what they are. I mean, the website for Obamacare never worked on purpose. It turns out none of the idiots that think they signed up really signed up. You go to Walmart now, they got like a robot kiosk that tells incredibly healthy people they have diabetes and sign up for Obamacare. I mean, we played clips of that. Ja'Kari Jackson's got like 2% body fat, no health issues, runs almost every day, lifts weights. He goes to Walmart and it tells him he's overweight and sick. You know, the robot to sign up for Obamacare. And all it is an insurance company robot. You're just signing up to pay overpriced insurance and to have your name put in a database. I don't want to argue with Obama supporters about what a screw job this is. If you want to believe it's a good deal, go ahead and believe it. If you want to believe that I'm a liar, then just believe it, okay? I'm not a liar, okay? I'm telling you the truth. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. Then we'll go to Donna and a bunch of other folks that are holding. John in Wisconsin, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, sir? You said retired vet. You want to give us your take on the Russia situation?
Yeah, I think Putin had a lightning bolt hit him back when they were having their G8 in Russia. Just from the body style between the two leaders and stuff like that. And I think that one or two things, either he knew that we weren't going to help him out, or he knows that there's not going to be any interference by the United States. And I think what he's doing, he's getting his people back to recreate the sovereignty that Russia used to have, to go against the globalists. Because he knows that it's a dead-end street. No matter what you do, you can sign on one if you want to, but in the end, the only same 12 families are going to be in control of everything.
And the globalists want to exterminate most of the population. The Russians pay you to have kids. Their top TV host on state-run media, literally, I've been invited on the show, and just I'm not doing it. I'm not going on there. But the point is, talks about the New World Order, talks about cancer viruses and vaccines. And I know the Russian government listens to my show. I'm not romanticizing. I'm not even saying they're good. But I'll say compared to the globalists that are eugenicists, Putin doesn't want five-year-olds being taught how to be gay or how to masturbate like they want to in the Department of Education here. And so we are so corrupt that somebody like Putin looks good compared to our leadership. I think that's what you're trying to get at here.
Yep, that's for sure. And not only that, I was watching Fox Friday night, and I really don't like O'Reilly all that much. I really don't like him now because he was sitting there in his best monarchy, monotone voice, you know, the teacher in class and that, and told everybody why Bundy was, you know, wrong.
Underneath
the issue and the Patriot issue, the whole thing, you know.
Well, so he was demonizing the whole Bundy situation in Nevada?
Yeah, and he was slapping down some of his co-people on Fox News who were supporting him, like Hannity and that.
Yeah, no, I read about that. I didn't see it. I appreciate your call. Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. Let's just say Bundy's a horrible racist, the Nevada rancher, which he's not. The full unedited video has come out where he said that, you know, he cares about black folks and Hispanics and that Hispanics are super hardworking. We basically need to legalize the illegals. I mean, he actually sounds like Jeb Bush or something in the full video. He was talking about how they've replaced one form of slavery with another. And now it's like, oh, let the feds point guns at people and come and take the property. Let the feds raise grazing rights cost up so high that it bankrupted the other 52 families. This is about a federal government that has 90% of Nevada expanding itself. It's about citizens with feds with attack dogs attacking them and snipers saying, if you protest, we will arrest you or shoot you on video. And the American people saying no to the Tiananmen Square type situation. I don't care if the guy that stood in front of the tanks in Tiananmen Square in 1989 was a racist, not a racist, Chinese, German, Jewish, Mexican. I admire the tank man that stood in front of the tank. You know, that iconic image. And then that's a cropped photo. You pull back, there's like 15 tanks backed up because of him. The same thing happened out there. So they're desperate. What do they play? The race card. Meanwhile, we're being signed on to $1.5 quadrillion in global derivatives that's not our debt. We're being signed on to globalism, NAFTA and GATT. The plan is deindustrialize America to make us dependent on government. Here's the LA Times headline. U.S. electricity prices may be going up for good. Experts warn of growing fragility as coal-fired plants are shut down, nuclear power reduced, and consumers switch to renewable energy. How are they going to conquer America? Turning our power off. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to rampage and talk to Donna and like 10 other callers. I'm going to give each caller about a minute, and I'm done with calls. Final segment, I'll cover this other news. Also, the Mark scientist claims human microchip implant will become not optional. Yeah, that's the big push. That's coming up. We're not in Kansas anymore. Briefly, don't forget, we're listener-supported. We don't take money like NPR from banker bailout money or stimulus money or like MSNBC. We are supported by you. Great products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart
of the resistance.
We're it, folks, the heart.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. You know what I'm selling? I'm selling liberty and freedom. And speaking of your phone calls and everything, this broadcast is possible. I started plugging, but we ran into the break. By the books, the videos, the incredible supplements, the water filters, all the great systems, the dash cams, high-def dash cams, the lowest price anywhere, the best quality InfoWars brand, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the woman's cut in small right up to extra large Molon Labe gold foil t-shirts. Nobody's got a Second Amendment shirt this sexy. We have the men's version as well, but it's not gold foil. It's like gray silver. But the point is that it is awesome. InfoWarsStore.com. You can see McAdoo, Lady Leanne McAdoo wearing it. And this is a bestseller. I designed the shirt. And I'm very, very proud of it. I didn't Photoshop it. I had the concept. The point is, it's an Alex Jones design. The shirt is made in America, printed in America, everything. It's American apparel. So, it's a great way to spread the word of the Second Amendment. It says Infowars.com on the back, Mullen Lobby on the front, and there's another version of the same shirt, but Infowars on the front. Come and take it on the back. Infowarsstore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our great crew is ready to take your call and take your order. We don't send the tax man to take your money, give it to NPR, MSNBC, or all these groups. We just sell high-quality products and say, hey, free association, buy the products if you want to see the operation continue and expand, and you've responded. We appreciate all of your support with your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships and the InfoWarsLife.com, all of it. Thank you so much for myself and the crew. It's an honor to be here on the front lines fighting the tyrants. All right, let's hurry to your calls. Donna in New Mexico, thank you for calling. Your take on the Ukraine situation, what Sky Television's calling, what could be the beginning of World War III?
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and I want to say thanks to all of you there at InfoWars for doing such a great job covering this. I think it's hitting critical mass. I'm hoping that you're right with regard to the idea that this might just simply be a partition, but my gut and my radar, my internal radar, says to me this is a little more than that, and that we're at a very dangerous crossroads here. But one of the points I wanted to make is about, I watch RT, I listen to you, and I also get Chinese state-run media. And I am surprised at China's tone with regard to Russia. They have all these big deals in the works. But when I watch Chinese state-run media, they are absolutely very much against Russia.
I've studied this in depth from every angle, interview. Well, you've heard them, just literally hundreds of top experts, former State Department people, CIA, you name it. China has sold out to the same globalists that run us. Now, they may double-cross them, but that's why all our jobs go there. We can't have power plants. They can. They exploit their people. They have, you know, mobile execution vans, suicide nets. China is hell on earth for their people. They're being used by the globalists, because they're hardworking, smart people, to leverage out all competition worldwide, deindustrialize the rest of the world, transfer all power to a select group of inside corporations that are playing countries off. And yes, China acts like they're with Russia on BRICS. China is basically double-crossing Russia. And Russia is all on its own, backing Syria and Iran. And again, I'm not romanticizing Iran. Terrible government. The point is, it's Russia, China, and Syria. Excuse me, Russia, Russia, Iran, and Syria. And then you've got the global bankers using China to buy off our politicians, control our media, and deindustrialize us. So it's the globalists with China against America and Russia, and now they want to play us off against each other in this final epic economic but also military skirmish. What do you think of that analysis?
Well, I think it's very dangerous, but I didn't really realize until recently how dangerous it actually is. And I have to say that I live on a mountaintop in northern New Mexico, and I was driving down the mountain yesterday to do some errands. And for the first time, I actually was scared, and I thought, my God, what if it happened right now that there was a nuclear attack and I couldn't get home to my family? And I was actually scared. And I haven't felt that way. I mean, I was a kid in the Cuban Missile Crisis. And now I'm going, this could happen at any moment. And I'm
That's right. Crazy. And the Russians will not threaten to nuke us unless they're ready to do it. And if anybody attacks Russian forces in a big way and they get a defeat, they're going to launch missiles at NATO bases. And then they know there's going to be a full response. So Russia's just going to have a full nuclear attack. The cruise missiles off our coast, launched from ships and submarines. I'm not saying it could happen. I hope it doesn't, but it's a possibility, and it's sheer madness. And look at our leadership. They are the scum of the earth. That's the problem. God bless you. Great call. Thanks for holding, Donna. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. I've studied it, folks. It's the EU bankers with the globalist bankers, with the Chinese government, the communist. It was the bankers in 1917 put Lenin into power. U.S. and British bankers put Lenin into power. Look that up. They give Stalin $25 million in gold to do it and shipped about 100,000 American troops over there, Russian first and second generation emigres off the East Coast to take over. That was the Bolsheviks. It took them 6-7 years just to secure the whole country. They mainly only had Moscow. And then you realize, oh my gosh, the Trotskyites and all the rest of them over here, the neocons, they want to do that here. The Trotskyites are the Democratic Party's Republican arm. And they literally are the sons and grandsons of Trotsky, of the Trotskyites. I mean, you see, the average American has no idea how much trouble we're in. Communism came from here, came from England, just like Nazism came from England. And I'm not demonizing British. I mean, my name's Jones. I'm Welsh. But the whole point is they use the power of that empire to build this world corporate government. And they're playing countries off against each other. Look, the globalists want my guns. I'm against it. They want open borders. I'm against it. They want to break up families. I'm against it. They want to attack Russia. I'm against it. They want to attack Syria with Al-Qaeda. I'm against it. Whatever they're for, I'm against it. Then I can intellectually look at why I'm against it. But you can bet if CNN and MSNBC are pushing something, you shouldn't be for it. Stuart in Canada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, an absolute pleasure and honor to be on your program.
Honor to talk to you, brother.
You know, well, thanks. I'm here in Canada. My battery's low, and I hope I don't lose it.
It's okay. Go ahead. Make a point. But,
okay, good. About the Ukraine, you know, I do my own research always. And so I YouTube this, and I look at these apparent peaceful protesters taking over their democratically elected government. And I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, well, they got pistols, they got steel pipes, they got Molotov cocktails, and they're absolutely brutal, savage, vicious human beings. These aren't peaceful protests. And when your president, Barack Obama, calls them peaceful protesters, I got to say to Barack Obama, is that what you want on your front doorstep? Molotov cocktails?
Well, I was about to say, Ukraine's elected government votes to not join the EU. They activate 100,000-plus State Department-funded thugs to shoot police, blow up buildings, and firebomb people, and they're called peaceful heroes. Now the Russian areas that are Russian ethnic are under military attack, and they're supposed to lay down and die, and our media is calling them terrorists. It's just not true. I mean, if you call the Russian government corrupt, kleptocratic, authoritarian, that's true. But they didn't start this. That's the point. The West walked right up and punched Russia right in the nose, and then it's saying Russia is starting something.
And that's the thing. When we recognize this as individuals and we see this ourselves, we have a computer, we can do the research ourselves, we don't have to go to CNN, ABC, Alex Jones, we don't have to go anywhere. We can see this in front of our very eyes. And you can make your own position on that. You do not want that in your country. I got to make this point, too. I call into Fox News. I haven't gone into Rush Limbaugh, but I get into all sorts of alternative media, or not alternative, mainstream media, and I set the agenda. I set the dialogue.
That's right.
And
people should be calling into shows, all of them, C-SPAN, you name it, and getting the word out. We're going to continue with calls. These calls are too important today. I'll hit some of the other news as well in the next segment, Infowars.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Last week, I was chalking on my own front porch, and one of my daughters informed me that was illegal. They'd been told that at their homeschool academy. All over the news, they arrest people. You see it around the country. For chalking on the street, all part of living in the land of the free, home of the brave. Even though it washes away as protected speech, they arrest folks in downtown Austin for it. And I had to explain to her, I said, honey, this is our front porch. We can do that here. But I think, and I said this before, I think I'm going to go down in front of the Texas Capitol, across the street that's not even state property, and I think I'm going to chalk. Maybe have a chalk party, like promote it for like a month, and have like 1,000 people show up and just chalk all over downtown to like defeat the cops that will literally slam you to the ground if you try to chalk on the ground. Because the crime in this country is free speech. Out at the Bundy Ranch, they said, you know, no free speech in the county except for two little pins on the side of the road where there's no media. And people said, no, we're not doing that. Just like no free speech at Tiananmen Square. Let's go to your phone calls. The reason I raised that is Patrick says, I see he was arrested for chalking at City Hall in, I can't read that. Is that Gallatin, Tennessee? What happened to you, Patrick?
Yes, sir. Gallatin. G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N.
So what happened to you, thought criminal?
Well, I've been a fluoride activist for about 6 years, Alex, and at this point, I have brought it to the point where I can't get anyone to listen, even with your coverage. I can't get anybody to do any research. And if anything comes out of this phone call, if just three people, right, talk to their families about the fact that you can't get fluoride from a dentist to put in your bathtub, you can't get fluoride from your dentist to bathe in, to cook with, to wash your clothes.
That's right. It'd be like drinking sunscreen so you wouldn't get sunburned. And the type of fluoride they give you is toxic, not calcium fluoride, but hydrofluorosilicic that literally eats your brain on record and is a forced medication. And so you went out and chalked and got arrested?
Yes, I went at 4:30 on April 18th. I went to the DA's office. I chalked, fluoride is poison, fluoride is murder. I went to the city hall across the street. I chalked, fluoride is poison, fluoride is murder. And I put it on their 20-foot flower pot. And they missed it, so they didn't clean it up. So all the Easter Sunday churchgoers got to see fluoride is poison, fluoride is murder.
And then they arrested you?
Well, for public intox on Friday night. And then Monday, when I went to get the name of all the officers, they arrested me for vandalism under 500 for having to clean up the chalk. And I mean, I kept my mouth shut, Alex. I didn't want to get...
Well, listen, you got to get a friend to videotape and put it on YouTube, be viral, reach millions. We're going to beat them in the end. I mean, they are. It's against the Geneva Convention to forcibly medicate people. And now a judge in Oregon ruled they can inoculate your kids without your authorization last week. This government is out of control.
Alex, if one thing you press to your listeners, and I love all of them, and I'm glad you say that, you know, some thought you were crazy and they listened to you. I love that shit. Oh, stuff.
We're going to let you go, brother. We're going to delay that out, okay? The one way to get hung up on here is to use profanity. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to another phone call. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Chicago. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I don't know. Yeah, that show, the lady with Donald Sterling, she recorded him because the family was suing her, saying she embezzled $1.9 million and she was going to pay him back. But I don't know how this guy clearly says he didn't want her hanging out with blacks. He didn't say players. He said blacks.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I read the quotes in the newspaper. In fact, I've got them right here in the National Review, and I only listened to about a minute of it. I don't have time to take. So, I mean, if he said that, I think that's terrible. But what I'm saying is he's another elitist. My issue is I don't like people that secretly record people, so I don't know the whole story. I'm just saying the whole decadent NBA, the owners are decadent scum, in my opinion. Most of their, like Jerry Jones, you know, gets $1.5 billion stadiums. I think he's decadent scum. You know, the Ecclestone or whatever his name is, Ecclestone with the Formula One track. I don't care what color they are. I'm sick of the decadence of this whole thing, but I didn't hear the whole recording. What does he say?
He said he didn't want her hanging out with blacks. He was saying how blacks in Israel are treated 100% different from white Jews, black Jews in Israel. He said how they're treated like dogs. He was sued by the Justice Department for discriminating against blacks for renting in California. And the most important thing he said on that tape, this is an 80-year-old billionaire Jewish guy that said he lives in a culture. He said he lives in a culture where they, I guess they practice these things towards blacks.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know. I've got to be honest with you. I saw it on the news today, a short clip on ESPN. So I was flipping through the channels. I saw it. So I was going off the article I read because it was showing the quotes about, you know, I don't want you hanging around with the players and blah, blah, blah. Are you saying the media is whitewashing it?
No, it's video. Yeah, the media is whitewashing. It's 15 minutes of audio recording out on the internet. You just Google it. It's
okay.
He was saying he don't want her hanging with blacks. He specifically specified.
Well, you know, that is an issue. I happen to know for a fact that it's against the law in Israel to marry someone that's Jewish if you're not Jewish. And then you've got the Israel lobby here being so politically correct, pushing stuff. So I do think that's strange. But you know what? I will look into it further. I don't usually follow sports. And so if I'm wrong about this, I was saying everybody's wrong. She's wrong, the players and him, because I hate the whole thing. But if he was saying that, the clip I saw on the news didn't have that. Wow. How long is the full clip?
Hey, man. It's like 15 minutes, and this guy, you know, I'm not a racist guy. I'm black. Black people can't discriminate that way. This guy has money and power where he can discriminate against a race. That's racism. That's a system.
No. The clip I saw online, I think the clip on InfoWars is like 2 minutes, and the clip I saw on TV was like 30 seconds. Wow. So he was saying stuff like we treat blacks different in Israel and stuff?
He said blacks in Israel are treated 50-100% different. They treated like dogs. He said this is what he said about black Jews in Israel. That's what this guy said, 80-year-old guy. I think this guy probably meet with some.
Wow. Well, I didn't know that. So what I'll do is I'm gonna listen to the whole thing. Where did you find the whole thing?
I just Googled him, and this guy's name was Donald Tukowicz. That's his real name. That was he changed his name to Donald Sterling. This guy is a real interesting guy, man. And I really appreciate you taking my time. I just type it in Google, and it was another audio that came out.
No, well, I hear you. I'm just sick of people recording people secretly, but I'll look it up, and I will give you my real view on it tomorrow, because if I'm ignorant, I will find out more. It says, President Obama alleged Donald Sterling remarks incredibly offensive, and then I was reading the quotes out of Politico, and I did not see that, but now I see why folks are so upset. But here's the deal. Can you imagine if a Libertarian or a Republican or if Bundy had said this? Because here's the headline. Racist Clippers owner Donald Sterling is a Democrat. And it does sound really, really bad, what you're saying. And I'll take your word on it. I stay out of sports, folks. I'm so sick of sports. Thank you, Joe. This is going to be a real circus now if he really said that. Philip in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to make a quick point about the Ukraine thing. I have friends that, you know, when I tell them that we started this or NATO started it, they call me a conspiracy theorist, you know, and I just, you know, literally listening to C-SPAN for them would make their eyes bleed. So, you know, it's just, I just point them to the legislation that went through the Congress a week after Russia took over the Crimea, where they were going to bail out Western Ukraine. There's like $51 billion in there for that. And then, you know, they just have their set ways and they listen to certain things. And then.
No, that's right. Russia was going to bail out Ukraine instead of the EU. And then the Ukraine didn't vote to merge with them, so they took over. And it's just the facts. It's like Russia has attacked Ukraine, and it's not true. So let's just be honest about it. And now it could turn into a larger military conflict. And yeah, being informed is called being a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. But they're stuck in their mainstream stuff. They don't stray outside of it.
I hear you. It takes a lot of research. I mean, there's so much going on. Nobody can be informed on all the subjects is the problem. Like, I don't know about this Donald Sterling thing. The other guy just informed me. I just went off what was in the news, and it turns out they're whitewashing it, basically, because it's much worse what he said. I don't have time to watch 15 minutes of this old guy or listen to it. I mean, come on, give me a break. I could barely understand what I heard. That's why we didn't play clips of it. Chris in Indiana, I'm sorry to others. I'm out of time. Chris, you're the last caller. Go ahead. Tell Gunner, Alex, Chris. Come on. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, Alex. Hey, yep. I'm the kind of guy that's got surrender of Lord Cornwallis and Washington crossing the Delaware and Bennington flag on my work at Wall. Wall at work. Sorry.
That sounds terrorist. How many beers have you had?
Just two.
Not quite enough, my friend. I'm joking. Hey, I'm out of time. Sorry to false start you. I'll be back tomorrow. Everybody on hold. Call me back 11 a.m. tomorrow. Central, 12 noon Eastern for the big weekday transmission. God bless you all. Great job of the crew. Pray for peace. Pray for justice. God bless you all.